congratulations on three different things, I guess, right? Because you got the Pro Bowl, you got the All-Pro, and you got a win in the first playoff game. So congratulations. It's been a nice weekend for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was. But you know what? It's back to work for us now. You know, we enjoyed it. You know, we enjoyed it last night, but now it's the bullets are really flying now. You know, AFC Championship playing at home against the Baltimore Ravens football team. That's a really good football team. So, hey, may the best team win this week.
Now the story can be told. Was it hard for you guys? I know you told us last week that that first Texans game in December did not matter. Was it difficult at all for you or for you to get the point across to somebody else to wipe that game out and prepare for the Texans? Because, you know, human nature says, we beat them, and you got to feel pretty confident when they're coming into your house again in the playoffs.
I mean, I think we were very confident going into this week. The guys did a great job all week of practice and just being able to focus on the task at hand. It's playing good football. And we made more plays. I mean, we stepped up in third down. That's something that we've been harping on all year, turnovers. We just went out and we executed some game plan. But, you know, it wasn't perfect. But at this point, the main thing is to win, you know, and we did that. But it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot this week. We're going to have to go out and play, probably execute the best we've done all year. You know, and then we're still actually looking for that one game that we put everything together and feel very good walking out of a football game and saying, you know what, that was our best game all year, because we haven't had that yet.
Once again, you guys were able to contain Arian Foster. It seemed like he had a couple, two or three long runs that kind of inflated the numbers running off that weak side. How different? You got a patient runner in Arian Foster versus a cutback guy in Ray Rice this week. How different are the two, and do you play them differently, Vince?
Well, both of them great running backs. I mean, both of them have different styles of running. Ray Rice is more of a downhill runner, but he can hit you anywhere on the field. And last week, Foster was one of a guy that, you know, if you make a cut, it's usually one cut. Or he's outside. So this week we have to be very, very disciplined playing run defense in Ray Rice. That's one thing we know they want to do is run the ball. And when you have a running back like, you know, Rice, you have to put your ball in the best hand of your player, and he's one of the best. So it's just going to come back down, you know, once again to execute, you know, getting the game plan to being very – fundamentally sound up front, playing good technique on the doubles, on the, you know, reach blocks or scrape blocks and all the different blocks that they show us. You got to be very disciplined. So it's not a team that just run out of one group. You know, they run out of all different groups. They have different running packages. So we have to be ready for it.
Seems like you guys are a lot better right now against the run in sub packages. And earlier in the season, that was something that seemed to burn you guys.
Yeah, you know what, we are. And that's one thing we work very hard at, you know, because a lot of teams want to get us in you know, nickel package or a dime package and try to read our defense, and either they're going to run the ball or, you know, throw the ball against a different look. So we know we kind of like in the box at times. And basically coming down to, you know, being able to, you know, help one another, because most of the time we have six and five in a box against six, seven blockers. So they always have an extra guy. So that's where it comes down to actually being, you know, being a man, being very good in your technique and just feeding off one another. And I think we've done a real good job this year, especially later, being able to defend the blocks and Mayo putting us in certain situations up front that we can create different looks from what we put on the field. So that's a positive for us. You know, it's feel good when you walk into a game and say, you know, if a team want to keep our nickel on the field, we have to be able to stop the run, because, you know, they can have the option of running the pass and depending on the look we give them.
You know, this is going to be the third time in the last 4 years that you faced the Ravens in the playoffs. That's not a coincidence, is it? I mean, you keep running into the same teams in the playoffs. Before the Ravens, it used to be the Steelers you always used to play, or the Colts. Yeah. It pretty much plays out that way when you have teams and organizations that are,
I mean,
this sound.
I mean, very consistent. You know, they win a lot of ball games. They have a veteran group. They know how to play football. You know, their head coach, it starts with him. You know, They're always tough. They're always physical. You know, mentally, they tough. So this is a team that's, you know, no matter how bad things get or how good it is, this team is going to continue to do what they do. And it showed last week against Denver. I mean, they was down, and they kind of played an up-and-down game all game. But, you know, went into overtime, and those guys just kept plugging away, just kept plugging away. And it just showed you how mentally tough they are. You know, it's a real good football team now. So we're going to have to play our tails off and walk away with a W. But it's not going to be easy. But at the same time, we know we're capable of doing it. But we just have to, you know, get back to the bases and execute our game plan, and we'll be fine.
Now, this is the reverse of the Houston conversation, because you played Houston earlier this year in the regular season. You beat them, and you tried to say, hey, listen, that game doesn't matter. Now you play Baltimore in the regular season.
Game still don't matter.
And the game doesn't matter.
Still don't matter. You know, in the playoffs.
How about last year's AFC Championship
doesn't
game?
Matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, one thing I've learned over, you know, time playing football is, when you get to the playoffs, it's a different ballgame, you know, because you have so many, especially when you play a team early on in the year. I mean, there's so many different things that happen throughout the rest of the year where you might see different, you know, different things they show you. You know, they might come back with some of the things that they feel really good about. So, you know, early on this year, we feel as a team that probably was one of our worst games we played as a team, especially defensively. So, we've grown from that. I think we've actually gotten better from that. But at the same time, it won't matter if we don't execute.
All the teams you play, how would you rate this team from a physical standpoint?
Who? Ravens?
No. Yeah, the Ravens. Come on.
They're at the top of the list. They're at the top of the list. No disrespect to, you know, all the teams we play. But we play some physical teams. But this team, by far, that's their game. They built this way. They built for games like this, to be able to pound the ball. I mean, run the ball 30, 40 times if they have to. They don't care, because when you have back and offensive line the way they do, it doesn't matter if you can gain 4 yards in the air or 4 yards on the ground, plain and simple. So it's going to be very physical. I feel it's going to be – it won't change.
Are there certain teams that you know when they come into Gillette Stadium that there's a certain point in the game where you sit there and say, we got them, because they know they can't beat us? Baltimore seems like the team, probably because you played them so long, that is not intimidated coming in here to Gillette Stadium.
Not at all. Not at all. They've been here and they won before. That team have so much confidence. They play with so much confidence and so much swagger. I mean, it's going to take a lot to intimidate that team, a lot. So just because it's a road game, it doesn't mean that, you know, something's given to us. Because, like I said, it showed last week. They went to Denver. After Denver, you know, beat the brakes off them, they went into Denver and handled Denver. So they don't mind by being on the road. They've won on the road, so it won't be any different this week.
You know, back in the day, if you wanted to talk trash about another team, you go to a newspaper, go to a TV station, go on the radio. Now you just tweet. Are you aware of the Twitter, well, the initial Twitter remarks from Baltimore and the subsequent apology? Have you followed any of this stuff?
I mean, no, I haven't heard anything. I'm pretty sure I will, but at the same time,
has Bianca responded yet?
No, I don't know. You know what? All that doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, the game is played between the lines. It's not played on social media. It's not played on TV. I mean, the coach don't even play the game. They call the plays, but it's up to you to execute those plays. So it won't matter what's being said coming from out of there. It won't bother us.
See, I believe you when you say that, because I hear a lot of players talk about that and say, you know, all that stuff is done. You and the media, you guys play it up. The fans play it up. We're sitting there working on what they've done well so that we can stop it during the week. If that's the case, though, why is it when the game is always over, we found out that there's bulletin board material and all the stuff we've been talking about all week long was used as some type of motivation?
We know we ignore the noise. That's one thing we do. We try to put everything to the side and focus on the task at hand. It's winning. Plain and simple. No matter what's been said, I'm not going to sit here and say that we don't hear things come out. I haven't heard anything yet, but I'm pretty sure it's something. I'm pretty sure it's going to be something throughout the course of the week, but it still won't affect us any type of way. You know, we have to prepare well. We have to execute well. You know, and that's what it's going to come down to. But me personally, I really don't pay no attention to what's being said or how a team feel. you know, what they feeling towards us is, you know, because we done won a lot of ball games around here when guys praising us and when guys telling us that we suck. So it don't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
We suck. I want to ask you about ball placement with officials. I've seen you do this a couple times. You did it yesterday, and you were right, because I was sitting right in that area where it happened. And they placed the ball in the wrong spot. You guys had made a nice stop, and they placed it in the wrong spot. And you're sitting there going, we just got screwed. That's basically what you... I mean, they really don't know. They picked the ball up, and they just put it in any old spot. Is there a trick to try to keep the ball in a certain spot or whatever, hold them down until the official can get to the ball?
It ain't. I mean, it's not. I mean, I try to have fun when I play. You know, if I think it's a bad call, I'll ask the ref what did they thought. And that's just me, you know, and I give my opinion. But, you know, most of the time the refs do a real good job of explaining to, you know, players, especially if you ask. They explain to you what happened. For instance, on the fumble, you know, I asked, you know, how come that wasn't a fumble? Well, they say, well, called it dead. You know, for progress, they called it dead. The stop on the goal line, I thought we stopped, but it would say it wasn't enough evidence to overturn it. But, you know, it happens like that. They have a job to do. They try to do it the best they can. So you can't fault them. You can't fault them. They're trying to do a job. It's tough. It's tough because you're going to always have somebody complaining about something.
Yeah, but I don't know how you guys can interpret, if you see the exact same play. You just talked about forward progress. What about Eli Manning in the first Super Bowl that you played against him? There's no forward progress there. No. Okay, so if you're seeing something and it's called differently every single time, I don't know as a player how you react.
You have to be consistent with the calls. I mean, but you know, that's not my battle to fight. You know, my fight is against my opponents. You know, I can't pick fights with the referee every chance I get. Yeah, it's not worth it. So at the end of the day, you just have to play football. And, you know, I mean, that's what it's boiled down to. Just playing football and let everything else take care of itself. That's why we have coaches. Let them pick the fights with the refs.
Let me ask you one other question before we let you go. If you guys have a successful game here on Sunday, it'll be the last game that Ray Lewis plays in the National Football League. What do you think of his play right now? What do you think he's brought to the league?
I mean, when you do it for 17 years, and I've said it time after, every time somebody asks me about it, when you mention football, especially defense, first person you think about is Ray. I mean, you think about Ray. I mean, because of what he brings, not just his play, the emotion he brings to the game, the love that he brings to the game. I mean, it's just listening to a motivation speaker every time, you know, you hear him talk to his team. I mean, even, you know, I don't play for him, but sometimes you hear how he talks and how he speaks to his team. You wonder why a team play the way they play. They play for that guy. And when you have a guy play for so long, you bend over backwards for somebody like that. I mean, hands down, he's the godfather of football. I mean, that's just reality. He's one of the best to ever play that position. He's going to go out one of the best to play that position, no matter what the, you know, outcome of this game is going to be. But our goal is to make this be his last game. That's that's reality. But, you know, it's easier said than done.
All right. Terrific game, Vince. And good luck on Sunday. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you here next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Vince.